Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Thank you for joining me for yet another great show. For you guys that have not paid any attention to what was going on, this past Saturday night, July 30th, we were at the Little Theater in Gastonia, North Carolina, where The Gift and Drele had their show, and the first of many. The show was absolutely bananas. The level of talent that was displayed that night, and they were joined by the Unmasked Drummer. And if you guys didn't get a chance to hear the Unmasked Drummer, I'll see if I might play a little bit on today's show, a couple of performances of that night. But it was such a great show, such a great show. I think that you guys will really enjoy it. What's being played, that is, on that night, what I'm going to play, I really think that you're going to enjoy it, because it was such a great night, such a great debut for such talented young men. And I can't wait to see where this comes. We got a couple of surprises for you guys when it comes to The Gift. We got some surprises, and I ain't gonna let nothing out the bag until it happens. Well, until I'm ready for it to happen. But there are some great things that we have lined up, and you're going to be surprised at some of the things that happens when it goes on with this young talent. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Also, speaking of that, is our youth the key to our success? Is that what's going on? That I've said that from the very beginning, that our youth is the key to our success. We have to treat it as such, and we have to make sure that we give them the blueprint to success. And I think that for the most part, some of us get it, but then some of us don't get it. I don't know why. I don't know why it's like that, but hopefully things will start to look a little different for people, and there will be new ways of trying to get people to understand that we have to do what we need to do that's for our young people, that's going to make them successful. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Then we're going to talk a little bit about a little subject that I think is very important, and that's community. What do we look for in a community? What do we look for in community support? What do we look for when it comes to supporting those around you? And I say this for a reason. Very, very happy with the show on this past Saturday night. I'm not going to say that everyone I expected to see, I didn't. But it's okay. It's okay. The show went on. The show was great. The show was done exactly what it was supposed to, and that was to entertain. And I hope that everyone that was in attendance was very, very entertained, because it was a great show. Very talented people. And I think that you are going to see that. I think I am going to play a couple of clips from that show, and hopefully you guys will see how talented this group of young men really are. And of course, you know, there's always those that want to put a little hate or a little salt in everything positive that's going on. We have those. Everyone have them, but it's okay. We'll let them go ahead and marinate in their own salt, and we'll let them go ahead and marinate in their own hate. And hopefully they'll understand that not only are they hurting themselves, they're hurting their chances of being successful themselves, and they need to come on to ADR, Abundantly Developed Ruth, and get some of this life coaching, because that's what it's all about. I'm telling you, that's what it's all about. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in a day with Jay.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Hey, what's happening, cuz? How you doing? Talking to you guys a little bit about the show that was this past Saturday night, July 30th, at the Little Theater in Gastonia. It was Drele and The Gift featuring the Unmatched drummer. And I'm telling you, you guys missed out on something that was absolutely phenomenal. You missed out on something that was absolutely phenomenal. And I promise you that it was going to be a great show. And I think it surpassed what I was telling you it was going to be. It was a phenomenal show. And I'm telling you, I'm so proud of those young men, those three young men that performed. I want to play a little bit from the show. Let's see. I don't want it to be too loud, or too long, that is, but I'm playing a little bit from the show, and it was a very good show. So here is a little performance. Well, it's not that little, but it's a performance from The Gift, Drele, and the Unmatched drummer at the past show this past Saturday at the Little Theater in Gastonia. So hope you guys enjoy this. All right. And just by the way, we don't own any copyrights to any of the music that is played, because it's all cover music except for the ones that's owned by The Gift. All right. So here we go.
I'm just elated right now, man. How we sound?
Thank you.
y'all have no idea how proud I am of the gift. Y'all have no idea how proud I am of Dre Lake. Y'all have no idea how proud I am of the unmatched drummer. And y'all have no idea how proud I am of the people that come to support that night. It was very important that he looked out in that crowd. I'm talking about the gift. He's only 17, y'all. It's very important that he was able to look out in that crowd without being blinded by the light and see people that he recognized other than his family, because he knew we were going to be there. But when I say that some of you showed up and showed out, I really, truly mean it. I'm not even going to give energy to the ones, I am going to say this a little bit. I'm not going to give energy to the ones who thought because they didn't come, it was going to be a flop. It didn't work out your way. It didn't work out your way. It was a very, very, very great evening. It was a great evening, even in the midst of a thunderstorm. The smooth blue sounds of the gift, Dre Lake and the unmatched drummer, definitely went along with the storm that accompanied. We had people coming all the way from Florida to this show. So that lets me know that there's some people out there who really believe in what's getting ready to happen with this young man. I truly believe that this is the beginning of something that you're going to wish you were there for the beginning of. Great show. The next show will be in September. It'll be September the 10th to be exact. But that will be the next show. Then we got some shows in between other places. Then you will, and I'll announce those later. And then you will come back to the end of the year, maybe the first of the year, back at the little theater. Then there's some more places that we're going. They're going to be on a little mini tour, and it's going to be absolutely wonderful. Think that those that support them will come see them, because the show is only going to get bigger and better, and there's going to be more surprises during the show. There's going to be more people that you're going to be able to be exposed to during the show, you know, and by this time in late October, we're looking at the gift. He will have his whole entire album released. So I just look forward to all the great things that's getting ready to happen with Dre Lay, the gift, and the unmatched drummer. And I hope that you guys are just as much as excited as I am, because it's going to be very, very good. Now, before I go to break, I'm going to play a little bit more, because I really want you to hear this. And as I stated before, we own no rights to any of the music. It's just cover music, except for the ones that the gift performs off of his upcoming album, Good Blues. Okay. And I'm going to definitely let you hear Good Blues, because they just like took it to a whole nother level. But here's more from last Saturday's performance. Y'all, this performance is unbelievable. Oh, Y'all might hear me in the background too, because I had a lot to say that night. I'm sorry though, but I had a lot to say. I'm tired. I don't know why. Thank you. Oh, sorry, y'all. Told y'all it's pretty dope. Told you it was pretty, pretty dope. That was The Gift, Drele, and the unmatched drummer from the show, which was last Saturday, this past Saturday, July 30th at the Little Theater in Gastonia, North Carolina. There's going to be more. You need to stay tuned. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and I want to talk about the talent show. Guys, who doesn't want to make $250 by just displaying your talent? Y'all are seriously slipping in Gastonia. Come on now. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
I feel the haze of life surrounding me. A patch of fog is closing in to dim my sanity, so I'ma switch to high beams. Climb adversity like the walls of Berlin. Heard when the going gets rough, you tuck in your chin. I lived enough to get the scuffs and scars. I played the boulevard, but never had to see them bars. I guess I'm lucky, new kids that did me shiesty. My life is priceless in the end. They all got stuck for megabucks, I'm what they can't touch. You break me down and I rebuild again. Give me the tools I need to use forever questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, Paul Pavilion. My offspring will share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you'll remember this one as the cut that got you over the hump. Plus it bumped, the speakers of pound while lyrics I'm laying down will be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent, never falling off, I push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory, it ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle, to stay on time, takes muscle, hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5, my life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat, no time for friends that wanna fake and become foes, I roll solo down the yellow brick road, the sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away, I'm trying to reach my destination before day, hey, how you doing, I'm just passing through, while all the while I'm checking my rear view. But any sudden moves, problems they took them in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a little. We'll be right back.
mind is a virtue. Walk with me, I never will hurt you. I show you the road that I've been down. It's filled with numerous joys, pains, and letdowns. It's all in this life that we live in. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the unforgiving. For what it's worth, we strive to make the best of this. And pray to God that we dodge an early exit. Someone asked me if racism still exists. I replied, Escape the rules of the world. Life is like dodgeball. You get hit. Get up. Dodge again and again and again. Escapism.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. I want you guys to join us, especially on Friday's show, where we will be joined by none other than one of the Abundantly Developed Roots life coach, Mike the Mentor. You definitely do not want to miss this interview. This brother is so sharp. And I'm telling you, I'm doing him an injustice by saying he's just sharp. You guys do not want to miss this. That is going to be August the 5th, the August the 5th show, which is this Friday. We will have ADR life coach Mike the Mentor. He will be joining us on Live in the Day with Jay. I promise you it will be a very informative show. It will be a very uplifting show, and it will be a very, very, very knowledgeable show. And we're not going to stop with Mike the Mentor. We're going to have a lot, if not all, of the ADR life coaches. We're going to have them on the show. We're going to have Coach Cassie on next week. We're going to have some of the other coaches on. I'm not going to give you all of them right now because I need for you to prepare yourself for the first couple of coaches that I'm going to give you. And you are going to be wild, I promise you. So you don't want to miss that. Also, those of you that have a talent, August the 28th at the Little Theater in Gastonia, again, we are gracing the stage with the first ever or first annual G-Town Community Talent Show that is going to be at the Little Theater Gastonia. You need to inbox me if you have a talent you want to come and display. The cash prize is $250, a big, big trophy, and, you know, bragging rights. So if you want to come and participate in the first annual Little Theater Gastonia G-Town Talent Show, Community Talent Show, for $250 cash prize, you need to go ahead and inbox me. Guys, I promise you, if I don't get the entries that I need for this talent show, which is okay, it's your choice. If I don't, I'm just going to take it to another city. There's one on standby right now that really wants it. So I want to give it to Gastonia because Gastonia is where it needs to happen at. Because this is where we do our thing, is in G-Town. So I want you guys to understand that I'm not doing it to pop my collars. I'm doing it so we can get all of our talent out, too. We have just as much talent in this area than we do across the water over in Charlotte and other areas, all right? So make sure that you inbox me on James J. Radio, or you can email me at jradioshow1@gmail.com. Let me know that you are interested in being in the the talent show, and I will connect with you and will tell you everything you need. All right? It is not much. I promise you. You will have the most fun ever. Okay? So I need for you guys to let me know that's what you want to do. Number to call, 515-602-9653. Real quick, before I go into, because I really want to play another one of their performances, but something, I was listening to Kevin Hart, and he said something that really, really, really made me sit down and think. He talked about how we in the black community, how it's important for us to root each other on, how it's important for us to start rooting for each other. He says we don't do it enough. He goes on to say things like, we're fine with each other until egos become intertwined into the formula. And I can't say that he's wrong. He said egos will make you not like the nicest people. Egos will not give you the umph, that is, that you need to root for people. Egos will make you a very, very ugly person. And I'm not talking physically ugly. I'm talking spiritually ugly. I'm talking characteristically ugly. I'm just talking just an ugly, ugly soul. But here is the sad part. We actually let egos keep us from helping one another. And it does. Egos, how many times have you dealt with someone? I'm talking to my black community now. How many times have you dealt with someone that looked like you, that was all for you until they got a piece of the pie first? Once they got a piece of the pie first, what did they do for you? Where did they leave you? How did they act towards you? See, just because you get a piece of the pie before the next person that looked like you, doesn't mean that you have to change who you are. Doesn't mean that you have to not help them. Doesn't mean that you should not root for them in being scared that they're going to get ahead of you. See, that's an ego. When you have made it to what you think is the top and you don't have enough love in your heart to help someone who is trying to do the same thing that you're doing or maybe a little differently, you let your ego get involved. That's not a good thing. Sorry, guys. That's not a good thing. And that's something that we need to harp on with one another. We need to make sure that when we are rooting for someone, we're rooting for them because we love them. We're rooting for them because we truly want them to make it. We're not just rooting for them to fail. What kind of mess is that? Who does, but matter of fact, who does that other than us? Who will not root for someone because you're afraid that they're going to get all the limelight and people are going to be attracted to them instead of you? Who does that? Who does that? There were several events that went on during the Gifts show Saturday night, and I encouraged everyone to go support each and everything that's going on in Gastonia, especially for our black community. If there is things going on in our black community, go support it. Go support it. And for the creators of all the other events that's going on in Gastonia, start reaching olive branches out and start collaborating together and making this not only a singular event, but make this an event that many people, many ages, many likes, many dislikes can enjoy. We cannot let our egos get the best of us. And it happens. I know where everybody is human. Things like that tend to happen. But they should. If we let our egos get the best of us, our egos will keep us complacent with being last. And I don't know anybody that is complacent with being last. I don't know anybody that's complacent with losing. And I know a lot of people are like, what do you mean losing? I'm not losing. Yeah, you might be losing. No, we're losing. If we can't help one another because our egos don't see fit, then we're losing. We're not winning. If we cannot help the next man or woman that has got something big going on because we're afraid that it's going to get more light than what we got going on, we're losing. And we need to change that. If we can't change that, then we have a long road ahead of us. Play a little clip real quick. You know, guys, I always like playing these Steve Harvey clips because I think Steve Harvey has a lot to say. And I think what he has to say, sometimes it comes directly from none other than above. But here's a little clip that I think you might enjoy. So check out this clip, courtesy of Steve Harvey, the official Steve Harvey website on YouTube TV, on YouTube, that is, sorry.
My vision board changes every couple of years. As I accomplish things, I take it off. Some stuff stay on there. I've had one thing on the vision board for 8 years now. It just hasn't come to pass yet, but it will come to pass. You have to have vision board. It's very simple. Listen, it's a principle of success. Vision boards are actually a scripture. It's in the Bible. God lays out how to be successful in the Bible. It's all in there. The power of positive thinking is written off the principles of the Bible. The power of positive thinking is built off the Bible verse simply says, a man is as he thinks. So if you think positive, positive things will happen.
That's right.
The reason you have to have a vision board is because of the scripture, Habakkuk 2 and 2. It says, write the vision and make it plain so that he who reads it will run to it. And even though it tarries, wait for it, for surely it will come
to pass. That's right.
That's a scripture. It's not a theory that I came up with. So if God is telling you the way to become successful is to have a vision board. You can do it without a vision board, but it will explain why you don't have everything you want. It's just real simple. It's real simple. Write the vision and make it plain. So my vision board changes every 2 or 3 years. But God then gave me all my needs. You got all your needs. You got food, shelter, clothes.
That's right.
But with a relationship with God, you actually get to be in the want business. God is in to give you the desire of your heart business. He's in to make your dream come true business. It ain't just about what you need. God will give you some stuff you want. You're a Christian. You love God. What? You his child. So you got to level up. And then you just have to.
And that don't just apply to Christians. That applies to Muslims, Hindus, whatever you want to call yourself.
People don't have life in their dreams because you just never have. You keep trying to figure it out yourself. Well, the how-to is none of your business. He says you have not because you ask not. The door opened for me once I ask. You have not because you ask not. Lord, help me make my rent. Don't he always give you a rent? Have you ever thought instead of asking for rent to ask for a mortgage? I mean, if he's going to give you the money for a place to stay, all you got to do is change what you ask him for. It's very simple, man. Rich people ain't that bright. Look, I'm telling you, man, listen. They just understand the principles of success. Lord, help me get out of debt in 7 years. What? You took that request to God to get you out of debt in 7 years because you saw a DVD on TV that sells get out of debt in 7 years for $39.95? Ain't this the same God that created heaven and earth in 6 days? Why would it take him 7 years to get you out of debt? made heaven and earth in 6 days. Now, you either believe in God or you don't. What you tripping for? So why would I go to God with the 7-year debt plan? Ask God to get me out of debt. He got me out of debt. I owe nobody. You don't have to owe nobody. It's not an impossible request. You know how I started getting leaner? The law of attraction is real. You know the mistake I kept making? I kept saying, God, I got to get some of this fat off of me. So guess what I attracted? More fat for me to get off. Because I kept saying fat. I want to get this fat off of me. So I kept attracting more fat to get off of me.
Mm.
I was getting it off, but I kept bringing the fat to get it off. Soon as I said, Lord, I'm going to get lean. Help me get lean. I just started leaning out. I started getting leaner. Because I didn't attract the fat no more. I don't need no more fat. Just let me get lean. You know what I'm saying? It's words, man. Words. It really, man, is something that you all can do. It's something you all can do and start changing your life immediately. Success can begin immediately, but it starts with the mind.
What did I tell y'all? That was Steve Harvey. That was courtesy of Steve Harvey's show on our YouTube. What did I tell y'all? I told you that what you say and what you think has much power in your life. If you think negative, guess what? Negative things are going to follow you. If you speak negatively all the time, guess what? Negative things are going to follow you and attach themselves to you. But if you start to think different, if you think on a positive level, positive things are going to come your way. If you speak positive, positive things are going to continue to come your way. Y'all, I can't tell you, I have dealt with people that want you to think they're positive. And they want you to think that they feel and think the way that they think because they have the best interest for you, but they really don't. They really don't. You have to be able to put yourself around people, if you choose to be around people, you have to put yourself around people who is going to think positive, that is going to give you great energy, that is going to give you, I'm not going to say give you, that is going to expose you to great energy, because nobody can give you that energy but yourself. The energy that you seek is the energy that you give out. So if you give out negative energy, you're going to get negative energy. Y'all, that's how that works. That's how that works. And as for speaking to God and talking to God, I think there's a lot of that, a lot less of that happening. And I don't know why. And hey, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm sitting on a throne anywhere, because I'm not. Sometimes we get so caught up in our problems and what people have said about us, what people are trying to do to us, what people have disconnected themselves away from us. We get so caught up in that we forget at the end of the day, there's only one that can say nay or yay. And all we have to do is go to him and ask him, this off of us. Take it off of us. Get it away from us. Protect us. I am your soldier. Protect me. We have to remember that. We have to remember, in a world where spirituality can mean so many different things, our channel to God is our channel. Now, the next person might have a different way to God, and I'm okay with that. As long as your end result is God, I'm okay. Even if your end result is something different, you call it something, hey, that is your path. I am not going to judge someone for the path that they take to a higher being, to the one that created them. But what I am going to do is I'm going to start acknowledging how much positive energy I put out, how much positive energy I think. Because I want it back. I want it back. I'm going to start talking to God more. I'm going to start asking for more. I'm going to start making sure that when I ask, I'm specific in what I ask. I don't mind telling you guys this, because when you see the transformation, when you see the things that's getting ready to happen, you're going to know why. I don't want you to be like, I wonder why this is happening for Jay right now. Or I wonder why this is happening for the gift right now. What are they doing? I don't want you to know why, wonder why. I want you to know why. That's why I'm telling you this. I'm telling you what I'm getting ready to start doing. Because when you see the transformation, you're going to know. And there will be a transformation. There will be a grand upliftment in the way that I am living right now, in the way that I have to live. I promise you. It's been promised. And I'm going to make sure that I cash in on my promises. So please don't wonder and don't assume when you start seeing things go up. And the reason I'm telling you guys is because you can do the same thing. I would never make it a kept secret. Never. I'm going to play one more from the gift from Saturday night, and I hope you guys enjoy it. We got a little bit of time before we get off, and I hope you guys enjoy it. But please continue to support the gift. He has another show coming up in September. It is going to be a great show at the Little Theater of Gastonia. You look out for that. We'll have commercials running pretty soon. He has some more appearances at other venues. And I'm not going to let those out the bag yet, but there's a lot of stuff we got planned for the gift. So you haven't heard the last of him. This is just the beginning. So just hold on, sit back and enjoy the ride. But here's another performance from Saturday night at the Little Theater of Gastonia. Y'all, I'm telling you, that show was just unbelievable. I don't want to love somebody, but I don't want to love somebody, but I don't want to love somebody.
know what you say, but I'm that trouble. Let me tell y'all why you've been mad. Let me tell y'all why you've been mad.
Y'all listen to this guy.
Y'all make another beat to play harder.
I'm telling you, that was an amazing night for Gastonia. And I hope that you guys really understand how important that night was, because this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning. And I really appreciate the love that was shown that night. Next show will be September the 10th, and I will get you more information on that. You guys need to hit me up if you want to become one of the contestants for the G-Town, the Community G-Town Talent Show, which is August 28th at the Little Theater in Gastonia. So much going on, y'all. So much going on with The Gift and Drele and the Unmatched Drummer. You guys have not heard the last. I told you this is only the beginning, and you, I promise, will be very, very, very surprised with what's getting ready to happen with these three. And I can't wait to let the cat out the bag, so to speak. But I can't do it right now because we still got some legalities going on. But there is some good stuff that's going on with The Gift. And I'm just excited. I'm excited that it's turned this way. And I'm excited that we are getting ready to do some great things for the community. At least I feel like they're great things for the community. And I just hope the community next show shows up, just like they did this last one. So the faces I didn't see, I hope I see. If not, the show still will go on, and we will continue to do what we need to do to make sure that this group is going to be successful, because it only takes one person, one ear, to hear what's going on, and then it's, as they say, bye-bye, Gastonia. So please, please, please make sure that you take advantage of what's going on right now, because it is something that is very special. Look, I'd like to take the time now to thank you guys for continuing for the show. All my places that continue to support the show, Philly, New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Gastonia, that is, North Carolina, Arkansas, Alabama, California, out in Bakersfield, Washington State, please continue to support the show. I love you guys, and I tell you this each and every day. I love you with the greatest love. I know it's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. You guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay. Make sure that you check out the show on Friday where we have Mike the Mentor. You do not want to miss that show. This dude is getting ready to tell you how to be very successful, and he's going to show you a lot of things, what's going on with him and how to reach the epitome of success in your life. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live today with Jay. See you tomorrow. Peace.